to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is Wednesday. Wednesday. And in the third hour on Wednesday, Manhood Hour, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. As we are uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies, all right? You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question for this week, yes, it's a doozy. Jesse, is it a doozy? Yes, it's a Mamma Mia. It's a Como Te Llevo. It's a Gracias. It more than words can express. Are you a lawbreaker? Are you a lawbreaker? Are you a lawbreaker? Think about that. Know thyself. Know thyself. We have every way that you can watch the show and watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can podcast all of the shows. You can podcast, but you can be listening no matter where you are and what you're doing. No matter where you are and what you're doing, you could be podcasting the show. I mean, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. And then when you get back home, you can podcast it again. Amazing, huh? You could be a mother at a public school protesting, pretending that you are outraged that the kids are fighting and the teacher won't do anything about it. Pretending that you're outraged that the teachers are teaching your children so-called transgender. You could be pretending that you're outraged that because it's all a pretense. It's a thrill. Because you really don't care. And you know it, I know, and Satan knows that you really, and God knows, that you really don't love your children. You don't care about those children. You just want to make sure they can stay in school so you don't have to worry about raising them. You want to go to work and be equal in your mind to a man. So you're not really outraged, but you could be listening to the show while you're out there fronting, pretending, on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud. Loud. You can donate, you can, to come in and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson. BuyMeACoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. excuse me. Want to remind you, for those who want it, I do know for a fact only a few Only a handful of people really want to be free. They really don't want it. Most people don't want it, period. And they don't want to know that all of their problems are inside of them and not outside at all. Zero outside. It's inside of you. They don't want to know that. So I do understand that. But it's for those who want it. There are a handful. See my hand? Maybe I put the whole hand. There are a handful that want the truth, and that's it. This is why you're not supposed to be talking to people about the truth. Don't try to convince anyone of the truth, because they don't want it. And then if you're young and learning about the truth, you got it intellectually right now, and you're trying to tell somebody else the truth, but because you're immature, you're not there yet, they'll make you doubt yourself. They will make you doubt what you believe intellectually is the truth. So why not just shut up and work on you? Why are you trying to save the world? And the world does not want to be saved. Why? What's wrong that you just can't be quiet and work on you? What, your ego is so out of control, it tell you, oh, tell them this. So they'll think you're smart and that you know the truth. And it's all ego. Then they make you doubt yourself and you look stupid. Just FYI. I want you to know our battle is a spiritual battle. I've said it for 36 years now, 35. It has nothing to do with physical at all, nothing to do with race, nothing to do with color, nothing to do with anyone else but you. It's spiritual. And you are responsible for you. Every adult man or woman is responsible for themselves, and no one else is. Zero. Zero. And I've been trying to give you some hints as to how to be free. How to take responsibility for yourself. I've said over and over and over again, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, zero thing. And the thoughts set you up by giving you a false identity of yourself. It tell you that, oh, you're so nice. Oh, you're such a giving person. Oh, you're such a Christian. Oh, an Allah Abba person. Oh, a Jewish person. And you feel so wonderful about yourself. And so you start to see yourself in that way. And the moment someone else goes against that, they don't see you as nice. They tell you, you ain't nice. You ain't no good Christian. You get ticked. Because you have believed a thought that you were special and that you were important. So you have another false identity, and you don't even realize you got that identity from thoughts, and it's a false identity, and you walk around believing it. And as soon as somebody knocks it out of the water, you're ready to fight. You're ready to fight. I am a good husband, or I am a good wife. Look what I do for you. All these things I've done for you, I'm a good wife. You got that false identity from thought. You ain't no good wife. You ain't no good husband. It was just a false identity, a false idea from a thought, and you didn't know it because you thought the thought was right about you. So I've been trying to tell you, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Even the thoughts that tell you that somebody loves you and you want to love them back. And you find out later they didn't love you and you didn't love them and now you want to fight. It was just another false identity from a thought. It told you that that's what love is. It told you that and you believed another false identity because you believe thoughts. Who will you be if you live without identities if you lived without thoughts. I've been trying to tell you that, but no! You'd rather believe a thought and be screwed up. You don't want to let go of these false identities. What do you mean, Jesse? I should stop thinking. How would I function? Who will I be? How would I make decisions if I don't think? All thoughts are all lies, all the time. About it, thoughts tell you that you're afraid. And now you won't function in life. Another false identity from a lie. Thoughts tell you that you're lonely. Now you go out and look for love. And when you find love, you find destruction. And now you're hooked and you're mad and you're being controlled and you're violent. Because you thought it was love. The thought to you that you go out and find a love, go to the church, go to the bar, go here go and find yourself a wife. Go online. Everybody, and baby mama, looking online for love right now. All you get is hell. Because the thoughts to you and the people that created the undated line, they making buku money off your misery. They even have Christian online dating. And you say, oh, God, I'm going to go online and find me a good Christian. And you always find the devil. When will you stop believing thoughts? When will you stop believing thoughts? When will you stop being angry? When will you? I tell you all the time, anger is evil. I even told you what the Lord had to tell you about it. Anger is hatred. Never trust an angry person. But somebody else come along, another angry person, and they tell you, well, everybody angry. You need anger. It's your protector. You need anger to protect yourself, and you believe it. And then you say, well, everybody got anger or has anger. Or you say, and so I'm like, no. Anger is evil. Anger destroys you, the children, the cat, the dog, your husband, your wife, your friends, your everything. But no, you think anger is good. And then Satan, well, Jesus was angry. And then the preacher, Jesus was angry. He tore down the temple. And you're like, see, I told you, anger. Jesus was angry. So I got righteous anger, you tell yourself. All thoughts, all lies, give you other false identities, and you cry at night. Anger makes you do some crazy things. Overreact. I hear a lot of people say, oh, I overreact to the traffic. And there are a lot of people overreacting to traffic. It's amazing to see it. Somebody, why don't you just get over the next lane or slow down? You ain't going nowhere where you got to be that fast. If you're going that fast, you were late. So slow down anyway, you were late anyway. But no, you hold on to anger. Your wife made you angry. Your husband made you angry. Your children made you angry. And you still think anger is justified. How sad is that? How sad is that? You have no peace in your life, and you still think anger is good. Where's the love in the anger? You want to hurt your fellow man, meaning men and women, because you are angry, but you blame them for the way you feel. And what you don't realize, the moment you try to hurt others, you've already done it to yourself. But you call it a thrill. You don't realize you just did it to yourself. You don't realize that. And then you hate others. You hate other races. You hate others because they got money or not. You hate this and you hate that. And you call it justified. What a sad way to live. Anger can make you fight with a slot machine in Oklahoma. anger can make you fight with a machine. Think about that. Anger can make you go off on a machine and fight it like you fight with your husband or your wife. And you still feel justified. And then you end up being barred from the casino. And you don't end up with your money anyway. But you felt justified with the anger, and you call it a thrill. Human beings, and I've told you this over and over, but do what you want. There are men and women around the world who are starting to wake up. Really, they are. I counsel with people every day, and they're starting to wake up, men and women, all races, because they all got the same problem, caused by the same spirit, and the solution is the same. Forgiveness, doubting thoughts, dropping the anger, and walking out of prison. You think that you're justified to even fight with a slot machine. Just think about that. You, a human being, get mad at a machine, and you fight with it. You break it, and you scream, and you yell. Like you do with your wife or your husband, ladies, or your so-called friends, or whatever, you're black, you're white, you're this and you're that. How come you don't see that anyone that has anger is stupid? Stupid. Don't you act stupid when you get angry? How come you don't see I'm acting stupid here? What the? I'm fighting a machine like this guy did, according to News 9. This guy, according to the report, was angry. He fought with the machine. A Metro man has come forward after a video of him destroying a slot machine at a casino in Oklahoma went viral. A guy by the name of Joyce Smith said he took his anger out on the machine when he said it malfunctioned. After he hit a big jackpot, leaving him with nothing. Watch this from News 9.
The casino patron says he went from the high of thinking he won a jackpot to hitting a low when he lost the winnings in only minutes. George Smith says after going into a rage, he woke up strapped to a hospital bed. This is the video circulating on social media. George Smith went into a rage on a slot machine inside Grand Casino in Shawnee last weekend. Moments before, Smith thought he was going home rich.
I was just thinking like, you know, me, my kids, my family, we're going to be straight.
Smith claims the jackpot rose over $500,000.
It got up to like 600 some thousand. And then the machine just shut down. And everybody's like, that's messed up.
Smith says the machine went black. And he was told by casino staff the machine malfunctioned.
I asked her, what did that mean? And she was like, that means that you're not going to get paid. I said, why?
The Citizen Pottawatomie Nation would not comment about the alleged jackpot or machine malfunction, but did send News 9 a statement saying there is an open criminal investigation into the behavior seen in videos that have been posted online.
Amazing, huh? See how the devil worked? He was in his head. He was angry. Satan said, you just won $1 million. Look at that. And the people, Satan's children, standing around, encouraging to. And then the machine stopped all of a sudden. And Satan said, no, they're not going to give you money. Get mad. Fight this machine. Fight. Because you got your children. You got your wife, you got this to think about, and you overreact and made a fool of yourself. Why couldn't that guy stay calm and deal with the same situation? I guarantee you it would have turned out much better for him. It would have turned out better, but he was in his head. He's in the spirit of anger. And Satan is the author of anger. He is your God and all his little demons. And you're fighting the machine. What would have happened had the man just stayed calm and told her, the machine is not working, stop. And look like I got at least $600,000 up here. What is there anything I can do? Now he walked away with no money and truckloads of problems because he overreacted. When will you stop overreacting? When will you drop your anger, stay calm, be still, and deal with life? This guy was put in the hospital and banned from the casino, according to the report. Watch this.
Smith is currently in an Integra's hospital with internal injuries he says stems from the incident.
Throwing my body into the machine and all that stuff is like I caused a lot of muscle and tissue damage to my kidneys and stuff.
Smith tells me he was not aware he would be facing criminal charges, but did know he has been banned from the casino for life.
Think about that. All because he overreacted because he's angry. He's angry. And look what happened. Now, in the hospital bill, he probably can't even afford to pay if he's that desperate about the machine. He got a banned from the thing. I don't know if they had criminal charges or not yet. But look at the problem that the ego, the mind, and emotion brought upon him. You do the same thing in your relationships and everything because you're angry. And somebody told you that anger is good. Look what this man jumping up on the machine with his whole body. Think about that. Oh, I thought my family would be straight. I saw that $600,000, and I thought my family would be straight. He could have won the whole $1 million and still be miserable. It won't make the family straight with $1 million. But now he got extra problems. You have extra problems because you overreact. And the thrill of overreacting get you in trouble. And you still don't see that it's you. You think it's happening on the outside of you, and it's happening inside of you. It's in you, men and women. You are responsible to overcome you. I would recommend do what you want. You let anger go, but hold on to it and see what it's going to bring you.
Machine and all that stuff is like I caused a lot of muscle and tissue damage to my kidneys and stuff.
Look what anger did to this man, controlling him. We're not in control of anything, nothing. You're controlled by evil. And if you happen to be one of those men or women who are working on yourself and overcoming evil, you're controlled by good. Do you know people don't want you to tell them that they're evil? You said I was evil. But if you tell an evil person they're good, oh, thank you. But you're telling them, you know what, you're evil. Evil. Don't call me evil. I'm your mama. I'm your husband. I'm your wife. How you gonna call me evil? I'm your preacher. I'm your teacher. I'm your this and I'm your that. But you're still evil. And one other quick thing before we go to the break, I'll take your calls. I'm telling you over and over, but do what you want. God told you first, and you didn't even pay attention to him. So I don't expect you to pay attention to me. What the? I have to work on me. I have to stay with me and work on me. I'm just telling you how to get on that straight and narrow path. And so the source that was made you free, he can take over. But I'm just saying you don't want it. You feel the thrill of hating and carrying all over machines feel better. And you love fighting on the freeway, fighting in traffic, getting frustrated. The thrill of that is mind-blowing. Because you listen to thoughts and emotions, and you feel justified, and you get out of your car and do some of the crazy things I ever, or you stay in your car and do some of the crazy things I ever imagined in your head. thinking about the driver in the other car. You're doing it to yourself. It's a spiritual battle. And you love trusting thought and emotion on the freeway or on the street traffic. It doesn't matter if you're a doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, a judge, a president, a cook, a husband or wife, or black or blue, or whatever, red. You still love your thrills of thoughts and emotions. Even if you're a correction officer, you love your thrills. And listen to thought like this guy did in Florida. According to WPBF 25 News, a St. Lucie County, Florida, correction deputy has been arrested in connection with an off-duty road rage incident. Watch this. Amazing.
Lucie County Sheriff's Corrections Deputy Devin Mills was arrested by the Port St. Lucie Police Department while off duty on Monday. And for the first time, we're seeing cell phone video of what happened.
Excuse me.
Why are you out the top?
What? Touch me if you want to.
St.
Lucie. St. Lucie Sheriff's Department. Understand something.
Newly released cell phone video is now showing the moments investigators are calling a road rage incident between two 18-year-olds and St. Lucie County Sheriff's Correction Deputy Devin Mills. Investigators say Mills was off duty and driving around the 100 block of Southwest Tulip Boulevard around 6 o'clock Monday night when he stopped short in front of a vehicle that was behind him. In the video, you can see Mills arguing that the other driver was tailgating him too closely.
I smell my tires.
Yeah, because you're too close.
Later in the video, you can see Mills reaching into the open passenger side window of the car, grabbing the man's arm in an effort to get his phone while he was filming the altercation. According to the sheriff's office, Mills was charged with burglary with assault or battery. He has since been released from the St. Lucie County Jail on a $10,000 bond.
Amazing, huh? The correction officer acting out. Inmates are running the insane asylum. And when you're angry, you don't think about the results of your anger. Like, call the cop. He is the cop. Or a correction officer. Call the cop. Because when you're mad, I don't care what you do. Call him. I don't care. I'm a bad bitch. Call the cop. And then all hell break. Once you out of that situation, and the devil said, oh, look what you've done. And the devil was the one made you get out of your truck or car and go fight with the people and tell you, call the cop. No, tell them to call the cop. And you call the cop. And they call the cop. You realize what you have done. And now the devil laughing at you. He's laughing at you. All his little demons laughing at the fact they made a fool of you. And then as soon as that's done, they tell you another situation you get into. Go get married. Go on a Christian website and find a date. And you get destroyed by that date, and the devil laughs. And because you don't know you, you're not paying attention to you, you don't see what's going on. Know thyself if you want to be free. The kingdom of heaven is within, and so is hell in your mind. You can be free, folks. You don't have to live like that. It's done. It's completed. The Son has returned. He lives in you. The teacher lives in you. And the Father lives in you. We are family inside. But you can live in your misery. 888-7753. What a sad way to live. Unnecessarily. 888-7753-772. A quick break when I come back. But your phone calls, and your super chats. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Not only is tomorrow Bible Thumper Thursday, if the Lord is willing and decrees, all right, it's Women's Forum tomorrow night, 7 p.m. I can't believe how fast these meetings comes. Our last meeting we had with the ladies last month, the third Thursday, that meeting was so deep and so necessary and so helpful. The ladies are still like, oh, my God. They can't wait until tomorrow night. Several of them examined themselves. They couldn't believe it. But once they did, they could see. The ladies form tomorrow night at 7 p.m. every third Thursday of the month. And men's form every first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. and Sunday morning fellowship. You, if you want to be free, you're going to be surprised what you don't know about you and how you've been living in prison all of your life. You've been taught everything wrong. Starting the moment you pop out of your mama's womb, you've been taught wrong, even about the Bible, even about God, and especially about you and the way to live. I have been, you have been, we all have been. That's why we need a renewed mind. You have a reprobate mind, and you don't even know. You think a reprobate just refers to certain things? Uh-uh. An angry mind is a reprobate mind, and you don't even realize it because you won't work on yourself. But anyway, Women's Forum tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And I want to encourage you, check out Punch's Coffee. Good. Check out the two new Punchy Coffee Roasted, available on DestinyPeterson.com/shop. And because we are heard around the world, and to the flat earthers up and down the world, and to the blessed by everybody and they mama, and to the rest of the world, everybody and their mama, you can now receive our merch anywhere in the world. You can't get the coffee internationally yet, but you can get merch. Go to JessieLeePeterson.com/shop. And don't forget to social media stuff. Like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell on Rumble.com/JessieLeePeterson. Cozy.tv/JLP. JLP Talk on X. And Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Like, follow, comment, and subscribe. And just to repeat, the merch is on JesseLeePeterson.shop. I did say that, right? What did I say that? Oh, JesseLeePeterson.shop. Amazing. A spiritual battle. How long will you think that our battle is physical and suffer? It's not physical at all. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. It's in you. Every human being is evil until they are born again of the Spirit of the Father. Whether you accept that or not, believe that or not, is up to you. But that's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with evil inside of you. Inside of you. And if you're not understanding that it's happening inside of you, you're dealing with it outside of you, inside of others. Human beings are evil, nasty, heartless, revengeful, jealous human beings. Look at how human beings treat one another. Include how your own mama treats you. Mama don't love you. And she loves everyone. My mama don't like you. And she like everyone. She loves everyone. Mama don't love nobody. I don't care what color the mama. Black, white, Jewish, Hispanic, Mexican, hola, Korean, Japanese, Allahu Abba. Your mama don't love you. Nobody loves you and you don't love them. You have no love. That's why you must be born again of the Spirit. I want to go to, is it Missouri? And talk to first time caller, Keenan. Let's see here. Keenan, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Keenan.
Can you hear me, Mr. Jesse?
Come closer. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
I'm actually taking my daughter to school. Oh. I'm going to get off of this phone. Let's get off the speaker. Can you hear me now, Mr. Jesse?
I can. Yes, sir.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Look here, good sir. Due to the Bible, I respect you as an elder, but you are a contradiction.
What do you mean?
For one, you speak so bad about your own people. Now, and I agree when you say an American, you know, if we can get out of race, get out of that labeling race, but at the same time, the Bible talks about race and what he gives covenant to in certain people, holy people, and that's the children of Israel. So race is very important, but you shouldn't bash other nations. Now, if they're wrong, they're wrong. Now, we know Esau, a.k.a. the white man, has been doing a lot of destruction in this world. And you don't give them no ridicule. You do not persecute them. But anytime we step on an egg, a crack of egg, you get on us.
And when you say my people, I treat my people wrong, who are you referring to?
The so-called black man.
And how do I treat the blacks wrong?
The blacks, I'm black, I can't read, I'm slow, I'm black, I'm slow. Those are insults, man. You know what you're doing.
But, Kenan, I'm talking about me. I can't even talk about myself. If when I say I'm black and slow, I'm talking about Jesse Peterson. What does that have to do with the blacks?
That's a reflection. Have your mother ever sent you out? But you said your mama's stupid and weak. That's what you said. Have your father ever sent you out the house and said, be a reflection of me, son. Don't go out and disrespect and
I know,
have
but
your parents sagging.
Kenan, how when I say
Kenan,
I'm
Kenan.
I'm sorry?
Kenan, like Kenan Ivy Wayne,
oh,
the legendary
okay.
Kenan.
Kenan.
Yes, yes.
So
the one
when,
you respect,
when
you got
I,
more money than all of us.
When I say that I'm black and slow, I'm one person talking about one person's self. Why do you think, or anyone think, I'm talking about the black? Why don't you see I say I'm black and slow? I never said the blacks are black and slow. How come you associate that with all blacks?
Well, because you're a good man. It's almost like you're a leader. Don't you, aren't you a reverend?
But I'm not a leader, and I'm representing me by saying I'm black and slow. Why did, in your mind, you hear me saying all blacks are slow?
I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. I said it again.
When I say I'm black and slow, I'm talking about me. Why is it that in your mind, you associate that with all blacks?
Because you represent us as a
minister. I'm not representing no one. I represent no one. And why do the blacks always look for somebody to represent them? Do you want to, let me put you on hold until you get that together. Don't hang up, okay?
I surely won't. It's my pleasure. I've been waiting to speak with you.
Okay, hold on. Brother. Don't hang up. I'm gonna come back to you when you get yourself there. Listen up. Let me go to Chris, a first-time caller out of Virginia. Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Chris.
Hey, I'm white and slow, so maybe you can help me out.
He white. Go ahead.
Hey, Jesse, I've been doing your silent prayer, and I've been really trying to do it for the last maybe 2 months or so. And when I do it, you know, I do it in the morning, I do it in the evening. And then sometimes, well, a lot of times when I'm doing it, my mind is just clear. I don't have, you know, a bunch of things coming into my mind and things. You know, I do have worry and concerns when I'm more, you know, through my day or things of that nature. But when I'm sitting still, you know what I mean? I'm trying to get deeper where God can show me like he showed you. You know what I mean? The darkness inside of me.
Right.
And but I just don't really, you know, it hasn't happened yet. You know, I'm going to continue to keep doing it, but I'm pretty persistent about doing it morning and night.
And your question is what?
I don't really, you know, like where you say all the thoughts will come through your mind or concerns or whatever thoughts, feelings. I don't get a lot of them when I'm in prayer. What does that mean?
You are aware of them. When you are aware of thoughts, you cannot become emotional. You cannot worry. You cannot have doubt. You cannot have fear because they are not controlling you. You see them. They only control you when you don't see them. And that's why during the rest of your day, you have worry, you have concern, you have this, because you are unconscious again. So practice during the day when you can to be aware of those thoughts so that you won't be controlled by them. But when you are aware of them, they cannot control you because it's the light of God that is destroying the darkness, and the darkness has no power.
Right. I got you. And one quick other question. I know you got to forgive your mother. I haven't forgiven my mother. My mother, you know, I know she's a good woman, and she always, you know, they say they want the best for you, but I feel that she's been more of an enabler. Unfortunately, my dad passed away in 2011, so I can't make real peace with him, I guess. But yeah. We had a great relationship, you know, military and stuff. So I think my mom has hurt me by, you know, my son never does wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it made me always rely on them. You know what I mean? And, you know.
How old are you now?
I'm turning 55 this year, believe it or not. And you got 4 kids.
And you always relied on her?
Well, no, not now. I'm saying, you know, when I was younger, probably up until 25, 30, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that, you know, like she was ATM machine, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And why do you call your mother good when she's evil?
I believe all of us are evil. You know what I mean? Have the evil spirit in us.
Why do you call your mother good when she's evil?
I think her intentions, or I perceive her intentions as good. You know what I mean?
Why do you call your mother good when she's evil?
It's really hard to say, you know, somebody that gave birth to you is evil. You know what I mean?
Why is that? Why is that? How will you overcome evil if you don't face evil? Because the evil that's in you came from your mother. You became like what you hate. Why is it hard for you to see that your mother's evil, and as a result, you're evil, you become like her? What would happen if you face the reality that your mother's evil and not good?
Yeah, that's what I'll have to face.
No, that was a question.
Can you ask me one more time? Like I said, I'm waiting slow.
Why do you say your mother is good and knowing that she is not good, she's evil? Even God said your mother is evil. Why can't you say it?
Okay. Yeah, you're right. She's evil.
No, that was a question.
I'm not really understanding it. Why would I say? Because I guess by being there and when I ask for things is good, I guess.
That's not good. That's not good. If your mother was any good, she would not have spoiled you that way. She would not have made you depend on her in that way. She would not have imposed her will on you. She would not have recreated her image if she was good. There's no good in your mother. As soon as you realize that, it's going to help you to realize that she could not help herself and that you become like her because your mindset and your emotion is your mother. You become like what you hate. And you would go and forgive her by realizing she couldn't help herself so that God can forgive you and make you free.
Okay.
Why haven't you gone and forgiven her already?
I don't know. I guess I was in a delusion that I didn't, you know. But when I hear it from you, it's different. You know what I mean? So, no, I'm going to go do it today.
How is it different when you hear it?
Because I think the way that you break it down to me is not a way that I would normally think of it. Do you understand what I mean?
I understand, yeah, I do.
That's the point of where I think. I don't, you know, I guess I'm blinded by the evil, you know.
And you are, absolutely.
That's what it is.
And are you married?
Yeah, four kids, yes, sir.
And does your wife?
Grandpa yesterday.
Congratulations. Does your wife obey you?
Yeah.
Your wife obey you?
Yeah, she bucks a lot, but, you know, she tries to, you know, it's a pullback, you know. We've been together over 20 years, and it's a give and take or a pull.
Does your wife obey you?
No, I don't think so. I'll be honest with you.
Why do you just say no? She doesn't. Why do you try to cover that up?
She agrees with me, but obey?
Why did you marry a woman that would not obey you?
I was drinking and partying too much at that time.
I understand. What a mess, huh?
What a mess.
Well, <bam. laughs> So you're on your way, though. You're on your way. Stay with the silent prayer. And the reason you're not feeling the worry and stuff when you're doing the silent prayer because you are aware of the thoughts of evil and you're not giving into it. Practice that all the time so eventually you will not give into evil at all. It will be taken away from you. It will change your nature. And you will always be present. You will always live with God right in the moment. You'll be fine.
All right. Sounds great. Hey, I really enjoy your content. And put the wall up, baby.
Oh, the wall going up.
Wall going up.
Right. But you got to
face. Call in again when I forget mom.
Yeah, you got to face her shaking in your boots. And then don't have any expectation from her. If she apologizes, fine. If she doesn't, fine. You forgive her, and God will forgive you, all right?
All right. God bless you, Jesse.
You too. Thank you, buddy. 888-7753-773. I don't know if Kenan's ready yet.
Yeah, he is.
Because Dare has.
He is.
Huh?
It says he is.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dare. I see it now. My bad. It was me, not you. Kenan, let's try it again.
Yes, sir.
That's much better. So when I say I'm black and slow, why do you think I'm talking about all black people?
Because you have the platform for us. Like, say if Martin Luther King was to say, I'm black and I'm slow. what if he did that? And because he makes us look bad because he was cheating on.
But how is it that one person make you look bad when you have nothing to do with that person? You're not that person. How can Martin Luther King or Jesse Peters or anyone? How can their action affect you, make you look bad? You have nothing to do with them.
What about Trump?
No.
Hold on now. Trump is the president of the United States. He represents the United States of America. That means he represents the American people. And he does
Kenan, come back.
Yes, sir.
How
yes,
is
sir.
It that a total somebody you don't even know make you look bad? You are an individual living your own life. How can someone else make you look bad? What? How come that makes you think something like that?
First, you know what? I'm going to answer that question because I know you like yes or no questions. But before I say yes or no to that, how can it make me look bad?
Yeah.
We are all connected together. We have all these promotions that says, you know, unite America, unite together. So we all have to conduct ourselves.
When you say we,
manner.
Who are you referring to?
The American people.
That's not true. That's not true.
Hillary Clinton, Biden, Barack
Kenner,
Obama,
Kenner,
all of us.
Kenner, how could somebody else's actions make you look bad? You know what I mean? And nobody even know you. I mean, I've never met you. Martin Luther King never met you. You're living in your world, wherever you are, in Missouri. How can somebody make you look bad by their actions? How can that be?
Okay, I easily answer that. If you watch a television show, right, and they project an image of your skin, your hair, and when you go out in the world and everybody else is watching that TV show, and when they watch that TV show and they look at you, they put them together. They say, okay, he must be like that person on that television show. You got to be careful on your vision and what you say. Christ, I never met Christ.
But Kenny,
but
how can
like,
that make you
are
the
you
bad?
Christian?
Kenny,
are you Christian?
Kenny. That's in your mind. It's not. That's what you're thinking others are thinking. Even if others are thinking that, why would you be concerned about what someone else is thinking? Why?
Because that's life. When you go
that's
to a
not
job
life.
Interview.
That's not life. That's death.
Good sir. When you go to a job interview, am I going to go in there like, yeah, man, what's up? My nigga, am I going to go in there talking like, no, I'm at to act and talk and walk like how they want me to be.
You're acting the way they want you to be, but not the way you want to be?
You know what? In a way, yes.
So why don't you be you?
We call it the chameleon effect.
Why don't
you
be you? Why don't you be?
You got to know how to shapeshift.
Why don't you be you and stop being living according to the world? What's wrong with you living your life and just being you and acting and being the way that you want to act? Why don't you do that? What would happen if you were to be you?
If I was to be me, actually, I get accepted everywhere I go. I wear my heart on my sleeve.
No, what would happen if you were to be you and you never tried to be someone else?
I'd be fired from my job. If I came and spoke and talked like how I talk, then I would be fired. I've seen it happen. You have to be a chameleon. Can I share something with you, good sir?
Yes, sir.
Now, you're an elder. My grandmother-in-law passed away 2 years ago at 104. So I got the instructions and information from history.
Hold on, buddy. Let me take a break. Two more hours to go. 888-775-3773. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming right now, and I'll be back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling, and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
Jack.
Some serious mess going on in the world. A judge, likely unconstitutionally, blocked Doge from closing down evil, corrupt USAID. And Trump and Putin talked for 2 hours yesterday, they say, by phone, supposedly agreeing to stop hitting Ukraine's energy infrastructure. But I think they did anyway. We'll see what happens. And it's the hottest, it has been the hottest decade on record. Dire, says Commie Nonsense. Be afraid. Get your climate anxiety up. Get worked up and be afraid. That's per the State of the Global Climate Report. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday. The lines are full, guys. It's March 19th, AD 2025. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to the Super Chats and more great stories. But it is fake news, not fake news. Our greatest billionaire, Elon Musk, or second greatest next to Trump, right? His effort to remake the U.S. government and to downsize it, make it more efficient, get rid of waste and fraud, took a hit on Tuesday when a federal so-called judge, these activist liberal judges, blocked his Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, from shutting down USAID, USAID, saying the actions likely violated the Constitution, whatever that means. They don't care about the Constitution. And Trump and Putin, after a two-hour call between our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, and Vladimir Putin, the most part of the Dream Team, on Tuesday, yesterday, the White on the Inside White House announced the Russian leader had agreed to pause attacks on Ukraine's energy and infrastructure, communist buzzword, sites. Ukraine's energy grid has been among Putin's biggest targets since Russia invaded the Ukraine in 2022. The Kremlin, however, described the deal differently, saying that Putin had responded positively to a proposal for the parties in the conflict to mutually refrain from attacks on energy infrastructure facilities for 30 days. Either way, the negotiations stopped short of a broader ceasefire. Hours after the call, Russia attacked the Ukraine with roughly 150 drones and missiles, hitting a hospital and an electricity system powering the railways, so said officials. Ukraine also launched more than 50 drones overnight to the Kursk border region, which is what Russia's defense ministry said. So they just can't get along. The so-called hottest decade, the latest State of the Global Climate report, has been released and the news is pretty dire, say the far-left Jade Walker at Commie Nonsense Network, or her editor. Our world has experienced its hottest decade, hottest decade in how long, I don't know, they won't say. According to the World Meteorological Association, 2024 was the hottest since record-keeping began, which is not that long ago. It's not that remarkable. And was likely the first time global homo temperatures exceeded 1.5 degrees Celsius above the baseline set in 1850 to 1900, so they claim. Atmospheric concentrations of carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide were at the highest levels in the last 800,000 years, so they claim. Such record levels of greenhouse gases, along with El Nino weather pattern, were mostly to blame for the higher temperatures, so they claim. And extreme weather, just days after a cross-country storm left a vast trail of destruction in America. Dozens dead, like 39 or so, maybe. In seven states, another potent storm is forecast to affect millions today. CNN meteorologist, Mary Gilbert said this latest event may spawn severe thunderstorms with powerful winds from Texas to Minnesota. Gusty winds may increase the risk of wildfires in New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas, where the wind comes sweeping down the range in Oklahoma, where the dry vegetation is primed to ignite. Up north, the plains could also see the return of heavy snow and blizzard conditions. I'm James Hake.
time to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. The biblical question, are you a lawbreaker? Are you a lawbreaker? Know thyself. And if you're working out, you're out and about, taking your kids to school, you can't really sit at home and watch the show, you could be listening to it on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast later, but you can listen by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to get to your super chats here in a minute. We got to get to them. I want to go back to Kenan, K-E-E-N-A-N. Kenan, believe that I disrespect the blacks. And it sounds like he think that all blacks represent all blacks in some kind of way. So I'm just trying to get some understanding about that. Hey, Kenan? Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on, buddy. I'm on the wrong line. Kenan. Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can now. Who are
you? Amazing.
Amazing. Who are you?
I'm king of oneself.
You what?
I'm king of oneself.
What does that mean?
That means that I am ruler of myself under the guidance of the Most High in Christ, which makes me... I'm king. I'm king of myself. I'm king of my wife. I'm king of my children. I'm king.
And so you told me what you believe you are, but who are you?
I'm a human being. If I can make it simple, I know your I know your tactics. So I'm a human being. I got two arms, two legs, a nose, two eyes. I'm a human being.
And so are you saying that you are your body?
I just gave you an explanation. I told you I'm king of oneself, and I explained that.
But that doesn't tell me who you are. You said that you are king, but it's not telling me who you are. It told me what you think you are.
I'm an honest man that love his wife, love his family, love his people, love humans.
Kenan, because of time, who are you? You're telling me what you are, but you're not telling me who you are.
I'm not understanding the question. I just answered it three ways. I'm not. You're being tricky. You're being tricky like how you do. Who are you? Maybe if you tell me who you are, it'll help me understand the question.
Are you saying that you don't know who you are?
No, I know who I am.
And who
I
are you? Not what you are.
I'm a man.
So who are you?
I'm a man.
And what is
a man? I'm a man that loves God.
And how do you know you love God? Because apparently you don't know who you are, but how do you know you love God?
That's your words to God's ears, and I'm pretty sure he's not hearing it. But how do I know I love God? I keep the law, statutes, and dietary laws and commandments. That's how I know.
And so how is it that you love...
And I'm fearing.
How is it that you love God, but you feel everybody else's pain?
Because Christ felt everybody's pain. Our big brother did the same thing.
That's not true. Christ never felt your pain.
What the? What a mess. Are you sure Christ didn't feel it? Christ felt everybody's pain.
No, he didn't.
He gave mercy.
No, he didn't. He did not. Where did you get that idea that Christ felt your pain?
Well, let me be more clear. He felt Israel's pain. You know how they say God gave his son to the world? He didn't give it to the world. He gave it to the world of Israel. He gave it to the Jews.
Where did you get this idea from that Christ felt anyone pain?
You remember when the sister was at the well. No, her daughter was vexed with demons. Her daughter was vexed with demons. And Christ cast those demons out. He felt compassion for that Canaanite woman who wasn't even a part of his nation.
This idea that Christ felt anyone's pain?
It's in the Bible.
No, it's not. Where in the Bible is that?
Jesus wept.
Where in the Bible that it says that Christ felt
chapter 2, verse, Genesis, Corinthians, you the reverend, you know this. I study myself.
I'm telling you that Christ never felt Christ never felt anyone pain. You said he did, and I want to know where did you get that from?
But you know what, Jesse, not getting away from that question, you know, I spoke too quick. I'm black.
So why do you feel other people pain?
Because it's called compassion. But you know what?
The white people that you love so much,
they had no compassion for us. So you might be right.
When you say us who?
Us human beings. White people had no compassion.
How do you know that?
It's in history. I mean, they're looking at people hung. Have you ever seen those pictures of black people hung? Yes, sir.
How do you know that white people don't have compassion for you?
Pause. Not all. But some. Some don't have compassion for us.
How do you know that?
I experienced it at work. And don't let them be gay.
If they're
white and gay, oh my God, the world is over.
Kenyon, what is compassion?
Kenan,
what is compassion?
Compassion is having sympathy, mercy for if this person has crutches, if he's walking on crutches, I'm not going to just walk in the store and open up the door and just, you know, go in on my own. I'm going to have something in my mind. That's the God in you. In my mind, I'm going to say, hey, I got to open up this door for this sister or this gentleman.
That's not compassion.
What is that called then, Jesse?
Ego.
Ego?
Yeah.
What the? What the?
So
what
because of time, do you love the white people?
I love human beings.
Do you love the white people?
I knew you was going to do that. I knew you was going to do that, Jesse. I be watching you, man. Yes, I love white people. I love Asian people. I love Japanese people. I love Mexican.
Do you love the white people?
Just answer it, Jesse. I love white people. And I love white people just like, look, I love white people like I love black people. It's so-called black people, if that makes any kind of sense.
And one last thing, do you love the Jews?
Yeah, I love the Jews, the original Jews, yeah, the black Jews, yeah.
Do you love the Jews?
Yeah, I love the original Jews. I do. Yeah, that's my people. That's me. Why would I not love myself?
Do you love the Jews?
Yeah, I love myself. Yes, sir.
I didn't ask you about yourself. I ask, do you love the Jews?
You're a trip, Jesse, man. this has been amazing.
Amazing.
Oh, boy. I dream of the day to talk to you, man. I got to call back and talk to you again, brother. I love the Jews. I love the Jews. I love anybody that's nice to me, and I'm nice. I'm back nice to them.
So do you love the Jews?
Yeah, I do.
And so you don't love the people when they don't love you. You don't love them back.
You're talking about my people.
You said that.
You would have said Jewish.
Do you love the people that don't love you?
Have I ever? Because everybody loves me, so I don't have that problem.
Do you love the people that don't love you?
Oh, to hell with them. Yeah, to hell with it. I don't. If you don't like me, I don't like you.
I love you,
but I don't like you.
No such thing as like. So you don't love the ones
what?
That Kenya. You don't love the one that don't love you.
I love them.
What?
I love them. Yep, the ones that hate me, I love them.
Would I kill them?
Yeah, if I had to, I'd kill them.
Why?
Because that's my order of the Bible. That's the Bible. Like, you're not supposed to just walk around and just get your butt whooped all day. Like, that's what that Christianity taught you. That's why you was enslaved.
I got to run. Call me again, man. That was amazing.
Amazing. It was a pleasure. I'm going to call you back, Jesse. Okay. I'm going to call you back one of these days.
Absolutely.
Peace and many blessings, brother.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Zach's Nana over on Rumble says, everything you say about women is true.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Zach's Nana.
Yeah.
So Callis on Cash App alleges that Google Voice can replace Skype for international callers. So claims he.
Never heard of that, but thank you. We'll look into it. Thank you.
I don't know if that's true. If you use Wi-Fi only, Wi-Fi calling, maybe. I'm not sure, though. Thank you, SoCalis.
Yeah, thank you.
Jason bought 5 coffees. JLP, I recently started watching. Absolutely love the contents, real and 100% correct in every manner. Question on how to stop my own instructions in my mind when I'm practicing the silent prayer. I do feel better and calm as I'm doing it. I find myself telling myself to focus on breathing in the center of my mind. That interrupts me from total focus. Thank you and your staff for putting the truth out.
Number one, ain't no such thing as you telling yourself. That's an illusion. There's no you to tell. You're talking to the wind. You're talking to an illusion. So just be still and watch those thoughts. Have no conversation with them. Don't call them good or bad. Just watch them. And it's the light of God that allows you to see them, seeing they're not you, the false nature, and he will take care of them. You become the watcher. That's it. You don't have to do anything else. Matter of fact, the less you do, the sooner and the freer you will become. The more you do, the more you're going to stay in the hell. So just watch it, and thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Jason, Brittany, 3 coffees, Gary, Indiana, not Louisiana, Paris, France, New York, or Rome, but Gary, Indiana, my home sweet home.
Amazing.
Thank you, Brittany.
Thank you.
Danny Moore, bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, those clips you showed yesterday of Gary, mate, I could show you tons of clips about the same thing in South Africa.
Yeah.
That would make Gary look like paradise now. From beauty to a S-hole.
what the blacks have done in South Africa is nothing but evil. Really. It's just pure evil. And it shows what's in their nature. When the white man gave up mommy Africa to the blacks, they literally destroyed the country. And then the white, according to the reports, the white man said, okay, black, y'all can have Africa, this city, all, everything. We're going to go out to the farmland, and we're going to live our lives out there. Leave us alone. Don't follow us. We don't want to play with you. And they followed the whites to the farmland when they destroyed the interland. And then they robbed, raped, killed, stole from the whites out there. And I hear, I haven't seen it yet, but I've been told, I don't know, but I've been told Jesus passed through Jericho. But I was told that over in the farmland where the white people live, so many of them have been killed by the blacks that they have rows and rows of crosses that shows where the whites have been killed by the blacks. What's wrong with the blacks? And they did the same thing to Gary, Indiana. They destroyed it. They destroyed South Central LA. They destroyed Detroit. They destroyed everything that the white man give up. They don't make it better, but they can sit around and cry about slavery, and we want reparation, and we want affirmative action, but they won't do anything to make it better. What a sad way to live. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Danny bought another coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, James, do you think praying, do you think taking prayer and singing hymns out of school made a difference? I know everyone is evil, so it's just words, but do you think it at least set a tone for the school day when they took prayer out of school?
At least it gave the people something else to think about. You know, even though it doesn't really save you, it does make you think about God or make you a second thought before you try to hurt your neighbor. So, yeah, it was good in that way. Absolutely. Amazing.
GA on X live stream. Just finished my morning workout, now enjoying Punchy's coffee and JLP.
Punchy coffee is amazing. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Thank you. Enjoy.
Right on, GA, over on X Live. Natalie says, good morning. I love starting my day with the JLP show. Loving emoji.
Thank you, Natalie. Amazing. And thanks for your support. Thank you.
April gave a sticker asking, how's it going?
Ask.
How's it going?
How we're going? It. Mm-hmm. It is well. Thank you. It is well.
Three coffees from Renee. Jesse, let me ask you.
Ask.
Exactly. How do you like your grits? Regular, creamy, or al dente?
I like them creamy, like not too soft, but not too hard, creamy like. I don't want any sugar in them. I just want butter. And they are with eggs, oh my God. Especially over easy, oh my God. Make me want to run down to the Soul Food Cafe right now and get some grits and eggs. Hey, I heard that the egg prices are going down.
I heard that too.
Thanks to the Great White Hope.
Indeed.
What? Thank you. Amazing.
Renesio. Pot of coffee. Jesse, I like to protest against picketing and signs. I just don't know how to show it.
What?
He likes to protest against protesters, pickets and signs.
Ignore it. Don't argue with the devil. Leave the devil to fight by the devil himself, by himself, and his little demon. And you just wish him well and move on. Amazing. Thank you.
Wazo, three coffees. Because of time, Jesse, I told a friend, if he want to see how it feels to stand next to the devil, let someone he don't like spit in his face, and the burning feeling is you standing next to the devil before you react and do what he say. And he never understood till I used that example. Now he want to do you the silent prayer. What a mess.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Wazo, who also bought another coffee. Oh, yeah. And Pete is no Beyonce. But he is the number one country artist right now. Jesse, you changed my life through guidance because you done nothing for me. But he has done all through you. Have a good day, crew. Enjoy yourself.
Amazing. Beyonce is not a country singer. Believe me. I know Beyonce, and I know country singer. Pete from Alaska is a country singer. Beyonce is not. What the? Thank you. Amazing.
Lloyd Spike Protein with a very generous super chat that has a transformer transforming. The real kind, not the good kind. Nice. Thank you, Lord Spike Protein.
Thank you, Lord Spike Protein.
Eric bought three coffees in response to the biblical question. Are you a lawbreaker?
Are you a lawbreaker?
I told the judge I've never done wrong. It's my ego's fault. He's the offender, repeatedly believing Satan's lies and imprisoning my body in a life of suffering. He says.
You told the judge that? Did they get you out of trouble and keep you out of jail? Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Very nice.
I want to stop their hate.
Okay, we'll read the rest later, guys. Thank you.
888-7753-773. Let me go to the first-time caller, Steve, out of Los Angeles. Steve, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
All right. You know what? I've been watching you for a little under a month, and I did what you said right away. I haven't spoke to my father in maybe a decade, and prior to that, probably about another decade. I forgave him, called him. I said, hey, I want to ask you for – I apologize for holding a grudge against you for not knowing why you made the decision you made. That conversation went beautifully, better than I expected. We had breakfast shortly after that, and it was the greatest experience. He was happier to see me than I was happy to see him.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you for that.
You're welcome.
We've been talking back and forth since then, and I mean, a difference in my life, bad habits that I picked up dropped off.
Yeah.
I stopped watching pornography.
Yeah.
All these different type of things. On the flip side.
Fathers love their children, and when they leave, they leave the mother. They don't leave their children, but the mother, being wicked as she is, makes the children think the father left them. What a sad way to live. But on the flip side, what happened?
I forgave my mother. Totally different reaction. And I was under the impression that my mother loved me. She loved me. Mama's love. And she was confused. I tried to explain it to her. Then I just stepped back and said, hey, I understand why she doesn't understand. I guess it's just a feminine trait.
No, she understood. She was lying. She didn't want to admit, but she understood. Believe me.
Right. And like I said, it was the exact opposite.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you for that. I mean, just within 3 weeks, just interactions in the public, at work, within myself, I've been doing a silent prayer. Not even just day and night, but every chance, or all the downtime I get at work, just if I could just come back to center and relax,
yeah,
and just communicate through the Spirit, through Christ, to God,
yeah,
and just to have that connection again in my life, it's just to see that turnaround. I've read the Bible cover to cover a handful of times, and was always stuck at the point, and I'm like, why? Because I thought that inner hostility was me. I had built my life on that.
Yep.
And I was scared to let it go because it's like, like Jenga, if I move that bottom piece foundation, what will come down?
Yeah.
But nothing. Matter of fact, I found myself doing more. I found myself being more free, getting out of my thoughts and you know, being afraid not to have those thoughts. It's like, well, what will my day look like? It's been... You talk about open, I find myself doing more, being free, and just, like I say, when I look in other people's faces, I don't see opposition anymore. I don't see a threat.
Right.
You know, like my mother raised me, and I realized I was carrying, oh, be careful, you don't know who it is. It's like I'm a 6'5" grown man. who's going to do anything to me?
Yeah.
But I have that mentality. And I feel like it served me well. I'm in a great position in my life. But watching your show literally put me onto a new understanding. So now when I read the word, it's like, it's everything you're saying is popping out.
Yes.
And it's funny because I do listen to other people communicate to you about the specific topic of hate and anger. And a lot of people like to say, oh, God hated this, God hated that. And I was under that belief, too, until you brought light to God's anger is a difference between a human emotional anger.
100%.
It's completely different.
Yeah.
And I found a passage in Galatians really quick. Galatians 5. And it likens hatred to witchcraft, idolatry, heresies,
yeah,
seditions, murder, revelings. And it came to me and I dropped off. So just walking, just going to work, I'm talking about being open and free. So thank you for just being bold enough and open enough to put that message out there.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And I'm telling you, man, you have not seen anything yet. It is just going to get better. You will, if you stay with it, all of those thoughts will totally disappear. They'll be gone. They'll be taken away from you. You will have a clear mind, and you will just live your life without thinking. It's going to be amazing.
Yes, sir. And my question.
Yes.
Ever since, like I said, that the experience with my father, my mother, and I don't hold anything against either, because they're still they have to take it upon themselves to work on themselves, and hopefully, my interaction with them is the catalyst to that. Every single time my head hits the pillow, I have vivid dreams now. I didn't have dreams to that point, but I do know in Scripture it says when you have dreams, it's because of a multitude of business. My natural mind likes to think that it's me. It's something spiritually is coming off me, so it's opening me up. What's your interpretation or your understanding of dreams? They're neither scary or affirming or positive.
Right.
They're just alternate scenarios, but then they have real feelings.
You're just unconscious when you're sleeping, and the way you used to be while walking around, walking around in your imagination, you were unconscious. Now you're overcoming that. When you're getting into bed, be aware of yourself getting into the bed. Be aware of yourself doing the silent prayer, do the silent prayer. Look around the room and go to sleep. The dream will disappear. You're just going unconscious. That's all it is.
Okay. Okay.
But that will change. Don't try to change it. And be aware. And don't just jump into bed and fall asleep, because you're going to sleep unconsciously and you're falling into dreams.
Okay. And it's interesting because the nature of my work, I have to, whenever I get a chance to sleep, I lay down and I have to take advantage of that sleep. I'm a firefighter.
Right.
So
okay.
Whenever we get back to the station, when I lay down, it's like I got to take advantage of that. And even if I'm winding down, that in-between state.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's lucid or whatever it's called.
Right.
I'll find myself kind of in that dream realm.
Well, just be aware of that. Just be aware of it. Don't argue with it. Don't make it important. Don't call it, oh, I hear the voice of God. Oh, God, but can you dream? This is from the Lord. And all that mess. All you need to do is just, when you get ready to lay down, as I said, relax, be aware, look around the room a little bit, and you'll fall asleep. But eventually, you're going to fall asleep consciously, and you will not fall into unconscious state when you're sleeping. That will happen on its own.
Okay, I see. Do you have time for one more question, maybe about another minute?
Hold on a minute. Can you hold?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on. Let me take a quick break. 888-7753-773. A quick break. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old, and I've been clinically depressed since I was.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Jesse Lee Peterson. As some of you already know, gold has always been seen as a safe haven because it's something real to invest in. And I remember when I was younger, gold was a big deal. And then it kind of faded away from my mind. And as I got older, I got back into investing in gold. Gold is a good investment, as is property, right? So invest in gold. Do what you want, but I recommend it. Goldcoin, I have a special promo for my listeners, as you've heard me say. Qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver. Qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver. So I recommend that you reach out to them and learn more about it. Really, the more you know, the more it will cause you to make the right decision. Go to jessielovesgold.com. jessielovesgold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. And I'm not going to recommend you invest in something that I wouldn't do myself. I invest in property and I invest in gold. Tell them Jesse sent you. Amazing.
Maybe it wasn't meant to be, just like in a dream. Maybe I'm starting to feel.
Welcome back. 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up right after my show at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com. And after that, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday on fire. Fire. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. You can catch him on Rumble for now. And his show has been like, as the millenniums would say, popping. It's been popping. You don't want to miss the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. I want to go back to Steve. First time caller there out of L.A. He has another question. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. Hey, Jesse. So my next question is about women, really quick.
Yeah.
Ecclesiastes 7:28, it says, which yet my soul seeketh, but I find not. One man among a thousand have I found, but a woman among all those have I not found. And that's Solomon.
Yes.
Who had hundreds and hundreds of concubines and wives and X, Y, and Z. With this being scripture, with that being said, how do you interact? What would be the purpose of dating to build a family? How do you interact with another human who you know is not inherently good?
Number one, by not judging them and knowing that they are not good, but they cannot help themselves. And when don't look for a wife, don't yearn for a wife, don't look to the woman to be your wife or the mother of your children. Your responsibility, if you want to, the right wife to come into your life, you're supposed to only seek the kingdom of God in its right way. You're supposed to only seek the truth. And if you put anything else before that, that will become your God and it will destroy you. And that's why women are destroying men, because the men have made the woman their God. And you're not supposed to do that. Don't yearn for a woman. Never try to please a woman. Never want to have sex with a woman. Never want to hold a woman. None of those things. And I promise you, God will put everything in your life that he wants to be in your life, and you will not be disappointed. So don't look for it. And what happens is, too, men put themselves on the level of the woman. And the reason they put themselves on the level of the woman is because they want something from her, sex or love or whatever. And she doesn't have it to give. She hates them for that, and she will destroy you. So don't look for one. If you do go out on a date, just go out on a date. Don't even call it a date. Hang out, talk when the evening is up, say goodnight. But don't long for her at all. Don't go into your thoughts about her at all. You will always end up with the wrong one because women are evil. Their nature is that of Satan. The Satan is the woman's God, and the God above is the man's God. Until the woman take 100% responsibility for her own self and overcome her psychological mind, her emotions, and the spirit of evil, it's not going to change until she works on herself. She is responsible, and not you or anyone. Even though the man is responsible for himself and the woman, but he's not responsible for the woman in the way that he thinks that he's responsible for her.
Okay.
But do not look for that at all. You're only supposed to seek the kingdom of God along with no one else or nothing else. And again, if it's meant for you to be married, it'll happen naturally without effort. And then if you do get married, you wouldn't have to try to make the relationship work. It will work on its own without you sucking up to the woman trying to make her please her.
Okay. Roger that, sir. I appreciate it.
Doesn't that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Having experience in dating, and obviously I'm asking the question, that means they all failed.
Yes.
so
they look up to down of this world for a good woman. They could not find one. They finally found one good man, but not one good woman, because women are not good. Men are not good either until they overcome the fallen state. Women are not good until they overcome that fallen state. You're going to always end up dating and marrying the devil, and you're going to have nothing but problems.
Right.
So when you do go out on a date, don't spend all your money on her. Don't cater to her. Don't try to please her. Don't woo her, wine and dine. You just be yourself like you would with anyone. I tell you, the date would turn out much better for you. You can take it or leave it.
Well, I believe that. Thank you. I will definitely adhere to that.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, sir. Oh. I do it morning as soon as I wake up.
Oh, okay.
At nighttime, and every chance I do, every chance I get some downtime at work.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, answering my questions.
You're welcome, man. Call me again, man. But you stay with it no matter what. You stay with
it. I will.
And
I will.
Practice being present.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Italy. A first-time caller, Poff, I believe, out of Italy. Poff, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you? Can you hear me?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. So first off, I just want to say I discovered you on YouTube in October.
Yes.
And before that, I was always into self-help. I had read thousands of self-help books. I did meditation, yoga. I went to retreats, business retreats, yoga retreats, you name it. I must have spent close to hundreds of thousands of dollars on that stuff. And it always gave me like a temporary high.
Yeah.
But I was still miserable on the inside. Looking back, like not when I was doing it, but looking back, it never really worked.
Yes.
It was just all spinning my wheels. Like it was all just the next thing, the next thing. And I saw, I think the clip I saw on YouTube, it said why women are evil. I thought it was just clickbait. I thought, okay, this is just some clickbait title. So, but I clicked it. It was a short clip. And just in that short clip, everything fell together. I'm like, this is what I was been looking for. Like all the self-help books, all of that, just in that 3-minute clip, you answered everything that had been a mystery to me that I'd been searching for. I'm like, oh, this is it. Like, I just knew that, oh, this is the answer.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that. It was just so instant. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is what I've been looking for all along. Like, this is the answer.
And that's how the truth works. When you're looking for the truth, and we do look in all the wrong places in the beginning, but if you stay looking for the truth, eventually it will find you. It really will find you. I was talking to someone the other day, and they were telling me the same thing that you have just said. They went to all these retreats, and they did meditation, and they listened to Buddha, and they did this. But it wasn't until they heard the truth about forgiveness and what was really going on that they became free. And so I'm hearing that a lot. And that's why I want people to know everything you're looking for is already in you, but you got to look within and you got to drop that anger so you can be free.
Absolutely. Like for me, when I saw you, like, I wasn't hesitant. I'm like, oh, I just knew internally it was the answer.
Yes.
So pretty much,
yes.
Not right away, but I did forgive my mother. I did forgive my father. Luckily, when I discovered you, I was visiting them. So they were right in front of me.
Nice.
So I did forgive my mother. I did forgive my father. I'm doing the silent prayer. And you can't believe, like, how much my life has changed in just 5 months.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Like financial issues started to get resolved. Things started opening up. Things I used to complain about, like, that I couldn't do, it just all of a sudden, just like, the answers became clearer. It's amazing. Like, it's magic. I don't want to use that word, but
I'm
convinced.
Yeah. But if you stay with it, and I encourage you to, you stay with it. You have not seen anything yet. It will become clearer and clearer and clearer. And your way will be made easy. Your burdens will be made light. You will have an amazing life. Just stay with it. Don't ever stop.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So not to waste so much time. My question, one thing I still struggle with, I struggle with making solid decisions sometimes. Like, sometimes I'm presented with decisions, like, and they're all attractive. For example, like, let's say I'm presented with a new place to move. And, like, let's say I have three different options. Or let's say I have an investment opportunity. I'm presented with three or four different options, but I can only pick one. And they're all attractive. And, like, I've been getting better at just not thinking, letting God lead my way, not thinking about it, just not worrying about tomorrow. And I'm good at doing it for the most part. But just when there are decisions that I have to make, like one decision, and I have three or four that are all attractive. So how do I know which one will be the best one in the long run? Because in the moment, they all look attractive, and I can only pick one. And, like, a lot of times there's no turning back.
You make decisions by not making decisions. When you don't see clearly what to do, do nothing. Continue what you're doing, and the decision will be made for you. Do not ever make a decision when it's not clear. Let it be made for you, and it will. I promise you that. It will.
Oh, okay. Even if there's, like, a time restriction, like, do I just wait it out even till the last minute?
Yes.
Okay.
And while you're waiting, the mind, the thoughts, which are just thoughts, are going to tell you, oh, you better make one now. You're going to lose it. You better make it this or make it that. Don't do it. And let's say that you have an opportunity to invest in a stock or something, right?
Or
three stocks, but you're not sure which one to go with or not to go with. If you're not sure, don't go with either one of them, and you will not regret that you did not go with it, because another one will come along that's much better.
Right. What about, like, moving to a new city, right? Like, let's say I have a short time to think about it. And once I pick, I can't really turn back because it's such a large monetary investment, time investment to move, right?
Right.
So it's not like I can turn back. So also with something like that, just wait till the last minute and just wait it out?
I don't know what you mean by last minute, but let's say you want to move to Japan And the opportunity to say, you got to make up your mind by the end of the month if you're going to move to Japan or not. Have a way to see. Don't get into your head about it. Don't get into, well, if I move here, that's going to happen. If I move there, this going to happen. If I don't move, this going to happen. Do not do anything because you've gone into your thought. And then it would be made clear if you should move or not, and you would just move. It wouldn't even be any thinking about it at all. You would just find yourself moving, and it would work out just fine. You got to you must have a wait-and-see, nonchalant attitude about all things. You take advantage of the opportunity. Let's say the opportunity come to move. You're like, oh, okay, I'm going to move. I see this makes sense. And then, but be nonchalant about the outcome. Don't worry about if it's going to work, how much it's going to be or that. You take advantage of the opportunity, but never worry about the outcome. Don't give it a second thought.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's like what I'm saying. Like, if I go here, I'll lose this, or I'll lose that. Yeah, it's just all that back and forth. So basically, just like the right decision will just happen naturally.
100%. Every house that I bought, every investment that I've done, they all happen naturally. And then I hear other people who are investing and are making decisions, they're making quick decisions, they're making book of money, and they're all stressed out. And the mind tell me, oh, Jesse, you're missing out. But I don't see what to do. It sounds good, but I don't see what to do. So I just continue where I'm at and what I'm doing. I'm quite satisfied, and all things still work out. And it works better than I can imagine.
Yeah, right, on that. Like, I've made money in investments in the past, but it's basically been, like, checking my phone 24-7, even if it goes down $10. Like, I'm, like, waking up at 3 in the morning, checking. Like, I made money, but it's kind of like it became, like, a 24-7 job.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's not a way to live at
right.
all, really. But here's right. what I encourage you. Practice being present. Instead of lost in your head, thinking about the past or the future, practice being present, and you're going to see that everything will work out for you.
Right. As I said, like, I'm doing that in most areas of my life. It's just, yeah, in the big decisions, I'm still struggling. So, yeah, I'll just give it over to God.
Are you able to, without being all personal and telling your private business, are you able to tell me that a decision, what, is there a decision in front of you right now that needs to be made?
Yeah. Like, basically, so I'm from Canada, but I've lived in Europe before. Like, I'm back in Italy now. I'm visiting. I still have lots of friends here.
Right.
So I'm thinking of moving to Europe more long term, but I can't make a decision on the city. Like, I'm fortunate in that I can, I have that mobility.
Right.
But I'm just checking out different cities. I don't know, like, where to travel to because, like, there are two or three that are all attractive to me.
And so why do you want to move?
Oh, no. Right now I'm in Canada. I'm from Canada. I used to live in Europe, but now I'm back in Canada. I'm not living there.
But you're thinking about moving to Europe, right? Europe.
Yeah. So I'm just here checking things out. I'm checking out, like,
and why are you even considering moving to Europe?
Well, like, you know, there's all this talk about, like, the economic instability, and it is true. Like, Canada's economy isn't what it used to be. It's not doing so well.
Right.
Like a lot of stores are shutting down. Like, I'm from a small city in Canada. Like, a lot of stores are shutting down. Like, my city is, like, all, basically most small businesses have shut down. It doesn't affect me personally, but, like, I don't like the social life there anymore. I don't like the weather there anymore. It's kind of become drab.
That's why you want to move?
Yeah. I just feel better. Like,
so here's what
I
recommend. Here's what I recommend. Since you're not sure which city to move in Europe, visit the three cities, pay attention, and you will see the right one, the one to move to. It'll happen naturally.
Right.
But if you can't make a decision right now, don't make a decision. Just know you would like to move to Europe, and it will work out for you. Don't be in a hurry or anything, and it will work out for you.
Right, right. So yeah, I'll yeah, that's what I was thinking more or less, but yeah, just yeah, like no stress, just let it happen.
Absolutely. No stress, let it happen.
Right, right. I'm looking at the comments on YouTube now saying, no, this place is good, this place is good, this place is good. Like, everyone has their own...
That's not a way to make a decision, though, because people... They're telling you... So what?
No, I was just saying that, like, everyone has their, like, own path to follow, right? So I don't really mind to that.
That's right. What part of Canada are you in, Canada?
So, yeah, I'm in New Brunswick. Not currently, yeah, but I was born and raised in New Brunswick on the East Coast.
Anchor Baby, what part of Canada were you from?
No, I grew up in Ontario, GTA area, Toronto, Mississauga. He's out east, way out east.
East, yeah.
Have you heard of Mississauga?
Yeah. Tons of family there.
Oh, that's where the Anchor Baby. You know who the Anchor Baby is?
He's like one of your producers, right?
No, he has his own. He used to be a producer. He has his own show now, the American Anchor Baby, from at 12 noon. And he's from Canada.
Okay. So he's in LA with you now, or?
Yeah, he's in LA now.
Right. So I have tons of family there. So I guess. Yeah.
So don't
wait it out.
Yeah, since you can't make a decision now, it's enough to know you're not sure which city to live in. Go visit the city, have a wait and see, and I promise you, it'll be shown to you where to move, and it'll be amazing.
Right. All right, so I don't want to waste any more of your time. So thanks a lot, Jesse, and yeah, thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
And
stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Ardeen out of Colorado. Ardeen, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Sure. Just a comment. Now,
okay.
I'm speaking from experience on this one. Now, your comments, and you've done it numerous times, and it's like the fingernails on a chalkboard for me. When you make comments about marriage, I understand you're a counselor. You do this as a business. But you're wrong. You're actually wrong.
I'm wrong about what?
Marriage. As an institution.
How am I wrong?
It is not a bad thing. Marriage is very, very good.
In what way?
Because you basically have a partner in crime. You have somebody that you go through life with. That you have somebody to go through life with, and it's a great thing.
What's wrong with you that you need to go through life with somebody?
Why not share your life with somebody? Why?
What's wrong with you that you? What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me.
RD, hold for me. Can you hold it and take a break?
Sure. Yeah.
Hold on. 888-775-3773. When I come back, folks, I am going to move calls. Manhood Hour is coming up. I know I spent a little bit more time today, but it was important. I will move calls and your super chats. Hate news right now, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. A federal female Hispanic judge blocked Trump's transgender troops ban, so-called transgender, and a Social Security anti-fraud rule amid this downsizing, this dozing of the government, making it more efficient, eliminating waste and fraud. You may have to go in because they don't want to get it wrong. They don't want to give you money if you are illegally and cheating, illegally getting your Social Security checks or something. And a passenger freaked out on a Delta Airlines plane. He bit somebody. Crazy. A French politician, he punched a woman and a man, I heard. A French politician wants the Statue of Liberty back. Somebody French over there wants it because he hates Putin and he thinks Trump is getting along with Putin. And he thinks that's not good for freedom. Some nerve from a Frenchman, of all things. Am I right? This is the end of hour two of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, March 19th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be back to your calls. And we'll get to the Super Chats and some great stories. In Manhood Hour is coming up here. Speaking of manhood and ladies, there's a women's forum tomorrow night just for the ladies. It's the third Thursday of the month tomorrow. First day of spring, I heard. I don't know, but I heard it's the first day of spring tomorrow up here in the Northern Hemisphere. Explain that, flat earthers. Down under, it's fall. It's supposed to become fall, I think, probably. Anyway, so go to rebuildingtheman.com/events, ladies, if you need more info, or you can call the bond office during office hours or off hours. Leave a message. 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663, or local number 323-782-1980. 323-782-1980 is the bond office here. Call to schedule counseling, order books, order some, or whatever, get more info. A federal judge indefinitely blocked, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, President Trump's ban on so-called transgender service members on Tuesday, dealing a major supposed defeat to a controversial, which means reasonable, policy that Trump resurrected from his first term. The ban, which was set to begin later this month, could have affected an estimated 14,000 supposed transgender troops. Wow. U.S. District so-called Judge Ana Reyes. Ana, one N, Reyes, said the administration cannot enforce that ban because it is, quote, soaked in animus and dripping with pretext. Its language is unabashedly demeaning. Its policy stigmatizes transgender persons, so-called, as inherently unfit, and its conclusions bear no relation to fact. So says this degenerate, evil, liberal, apparently, female, Latina, maybe, judge based on her name. What a mess, huh? A new Social Security anti-fraud rule, warning from Commie Nonsense, could force more people to have to visit agency offices at the time when the organization is downsizing. The new rule takes effect March 31st. It would require people filing for benefit applications, Social Security benefits, you know, who cannot prove their identities online to complete their claims in person. Very nice. Mandating more in-person identity verification would increase the number of visitors to Social Security field offices between 75,000 and 85,000 people per week, according to a memo from an official, so they claim. Don't know if it's true or not. The agency was already supposedly understaffed, currently takes more than a month to get an appointment, and now DOGE aims to cut 7,000 employees, close several offices. 2,500 Social Security have employed. What a mess. I'm just saying. No,
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, are you a lawbreaker? Are you a lawbreaker? Amazing question. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can also podcast, of course, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad no matter where you are and what you're doing. We are heard all the way from Italy, all the way around the world, everybody and their mama. So you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, all right, and you still can podcast by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me on coffee.com/JOP talk. We're going to get to your super chats here in a minute, too. Go buy me on coffee.com/JOP talk or bond JOP cash app. Bond JLP cash app. All right. Thank you. It is Wednesday, last hour of the show. And every Wednesday, last hour, has always been and will always be amazing. What is it? Manhood. I wanted to see if the anchor baby paid attention. And he is. Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
The community held a rally today here at IC Norcom High School to show support for Layla Everett.
Stand for Layla Everett!
We stand for Layla Everett!
This is a good time to show that we can stand behind this young lady and show we support her.
The video shows Everett swing a baton, which made contact with Brookville High School junior Kaylin Tucker.
It bothered me to my heart to see how the whole world was dragging this young lady.
I just felt a bang on my head, and then I fell off the track immediately.
The Everett family has experienced racial slurs. The NAACP released a statement this week saying they are currently reviewing the circumstances surrounding the case.
What kind of example am I setting?
What a mess! The anchor baby put that together. Let me go quickly back to Ardeen. I had to put Ardeen on hold. They ran out of time in the last hour. And Ardeen said that marriage is good. And she was about to tell me why she believes marriage is good. Ardeen, thanks for holding. Why is marriage good?
Because it's proven itself to be very good over the centuries.
In what way?
People are happier.
When the last time you seen a married person that's happy?
I'm happy.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
How am I not happy?
Do you obey your husband?
Yeah.
You obey your husband?
Yeah.
Let me talk to him.
Sure.
No, I'm playing. Hey, come back. I'm joking.
Okay, what? Okay, go on.
And so you think marriage is good because... I'm sorry, repeat that.
Marriage is good because that's the way it was designed, God. And it actually works. It's a institution that works. It's a sacrament that works.
You've never seen that before. And
yeah, I have.
The only reason for marriage
is... You're wrong. I have.
The only reason,
okay,
only reason for marriage is if you want to have children. If you don't want to have children, there's no reason to get married.
Okay. Problem solved. I had children. So I had a great marriage.
Nice. How long have you been married?
I was married to my first husband for 45 years until he passed. I'm remarried to a second husband. We've been married probably about 3 years.
Amazing.
Yeah. Marriage is a great institution.
So you call him your partner in crime?
Jokingly, yes.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Ardeen. I wish you well. You stay with it.
Another comment.
Okay.
On the sports thing that you brought up with that, the baton passing.
Oh, yeah, with that black gal.
Yeah. Speaking of my children were in sports their whole career as a child.
Right.
My son from age 4 up to adulthood in hockey. My daughter in soccer, lacrosse. Everything. That what you saw there was nothing racial. It was poor sportsmanship. And I've seen it time and time again over things. I saw parents get kicked out of ice rinks. I saw fights with parents. I saw fights with children. It happened. The competitiveness is there. What you need to teach your children is to be sportsmanlike. That's what it's a lack of, sportsmanlike. And good stewardship in the way you handle your emotions.
You make a good point. When I was growing up, I ran track and I played some basketball, but my primary thing was to run track. And I traveled to different cities, different schools, and track meets and things like that. And kids came to our school. And never, not one time, did I see a fight? Did I see someone participate in sport, men, boys or girls, attacking one another or hitting one another?
Never did I
see the parents fighting and arguing over that. That has been something new because men and women, the men are not leading the women and everything gone out of control.
Sport was
competitive, but it was not in the ego state that it's in now.
Okay, here's an example for you.
That you would bring on this type of destruction to another person.
Here's an example. One example for you. This was a hockey rink with my son with ice hockey. They were squirt level. They were about 8 to 9 years old. I don't know if you know the categories for hockey. But that's 8 to 10 level.
Make a long story short.
He, at the time after the game, he would not shake the opposing team's hands. You naturally do that. He would not do it. The mother told me, well, that's because he's so competitive. I said, no, that's because he's a bad sportsman.
Right.
You tell your child, you get out there and you shake every damn hand. Sorry for the question of every child there. You do not ever express poor sportsmanship. Over and done with. That's it. No discussion here. You do what you
have
to do.
You seen someone hit another with a baton over the head in a race?
Baton, no, but I've seen people push people on races. Yes, I have seen that. I've seen people hit people with sticks. I've seen people push people, back check people. I've seen people
who would participate.
People
who would participate. So people who were participating in the sport would hit each other with sticks?
Yeah.
You've seen that?
Yeah.
What a mess. Thank you, Ardeen. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Let me go to Andrew out of Canada. Andrew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, how you doing today, sir?
All is well, Andrew.
Good stuff. I watched the last Sunday's sermon. That was amazing.
Fellowship was amazing last Sunday. And every Sunday, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church, folks. Yeah, you can podcast.
Yes.
It was amazing. Thank you, Andrew.
Absolutely. I was not expecting that answer to the biblical question. I struggle with that one. But I wanted to answer what's the question for this week.
Are you a lawbreaker?
Am I? Ooh, that's a good one. No.
You're not a law. Okay. I'm about to do a follow-up, but I got to wait until Sunday.
Yeah, no,
and
why that's
do
all right.
Why do you say no? You're not a lawbreaker.
I follow all the laws of this country. I'm an immigrant here in Canada, and we immigrated here the right way.
From where?
And from Africa, Mami Africa.
Oh, okay, amazing.
Yes, and I follow all the laws. I follow all the rules. I feel it's a privilege to be here. And despite I might disagree with certain things that the government does, but I still abide by the laws because I chose to be here willingly. And that's what you're supposed to do as a man, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
A person, period. Thank you, man. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jesse. God bless you, brother.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. So let me just say this before I go back to the calls. And it's Manhood Hour, and I'm talking to men and women, but especially men. As I mentioned earlier, I do lots of counseling every day, by phone, Skype, or walk-ins. And I have to tell you, I had no idea. I knew things were bad between men and women in relationships and things like that. But I had no idea until the last 3 or 4 years how bad girlfriend wives are treating men, their husbands, their children. I knew it was bad, but I had no idea how bad it is. I didn't know the misery that women bring upon men who are married. I knew it was bad, but I didn't know how bad. And some of the things that I've been told that has happened and is happening in these marriages is nothing but pure evil. It's evil. And men, you are making a horrible mistake of putting up with it at all. Zero. You're making a horrible mistake of putting up with it. You do not have to put up with women treating you this way. And a lot of men are in situations, they're married, they have children with these women. And they say to themselves, well, I got to stay here and I got to put up with it because I need to stay here and protect my children. Or I need to stay here for my children. And when they stay for the children, quote unquote, the woman, the mother of the children, the wife gets worse. The hell in her comes out in ways that the guys never imagined. That she was already hell to deal with, right? But when they stay in it for their children's sake, or so they're thinking, it only brings out the worst in her. I cannot tell you the number of men who have stayed in a marriage because of the children. They live in the same home with the woman because of the children. And in every time, and it's never failed, it just brings out the worst in the woman, the wife, the mother, she become violent even more so. She falsely accused her husband of having him arrested. She physically attacked the man in front of the children. And when she see that the father loved his or her, the fathers love their children, his children or child, she go after the child or the children. She will abuse them just to bring pain upon the father. She will take the man to court, and the man will get a lawyer to try to have at least visitation right. And 99% of the time, he end up losing in court. Not only does he lose his children in the court, he also loses money in the court because the lawyers, who never win for the most part, exception to the rule, for the man, is doing nothing but taking the man's money, knowing he's not going to win. And even if the man get visitation rights, I don't even like that. Nobody has the right to give you visitation right for your own children. But we use that word since it's happening. The woman still go out of her way to make sure that that man either don't see his children or make sure she doesn't bring them on time. Or when she brings them on time, she falsely accuses the man when the kids are back with her. Or she make it difficult. She won't let him talk to his children on the phone. All kind of stuff. And then she beat up the man, physically beat him up. All kind of stuff, throw him out, all kind of evil stuff, right? And the man said, I'm staying for my children. He let her treat him in that way, in horrible ways, because he's staying there for the children. And she knows that she can get away with it because the courts are on the side of evil, not on good. They're going to always, exception to the rule, but always pick the side of the woman. And the lawyers are going to use you because they're just about the money. You can hardly find your lawyer until the lawyer wants some more money. You don't hear from your lawyer on a constant basis updating you about the case. You got to follow, hustle to keep find a lawyer, and then he asks for more money. And then you, the man, you give the woman child support, wife support, and then you give her that money, and you still give her other money on the side, and it brings out the hell in her. You are encouraging the hell in the woman by catering to it. Really? I had no idea. These women are completely evil and out of control. I saw a true story, based on a true story, where this guy married a beautiful woman. She was from the Philippines, I believe. Now, I don't know if he met her over there or over here in the United States, but he ended up marrying her. And after he married her, because when they got married, she put on a front. She was all loving. She was all everything. He got a home. He was a businessman, white. Bought a beautiful home and just gave her everything. And then they had children. And the moment they had two daughters, but they had two daughters. And all hell came out of that woman. She became violent and nasty. And the more he tried to please her, the worse she got. She would literally fight him in front of the children. And the more she saw that he loved his children and his children loved him, she became violent toward the children. And long story short about that, he was like, we're not going to live together, but I'm still going to take care of my children. He bought her a home. She wouldn't keep the house going. She did something, lost the house. He allowed her to move back in with him. and it got worse. It got worse. But his friends and the family and everybody said, oh, stay with her. How about the children? It got so bad, long story short, she took the children to a hotel or something. His two daughters, one was like 13 and the other was like 9 or 10. Pretty little girls, beautiful kids. She shot them and killed them. Called up the husband and said, I'm killing the kids. And he heard her. She shot him and killed the daughters. And said, I'm going to kill myself. But he called the police. The police got there in time. She ended up in prison, but she shot the children because of her hatred for the parent, for the husband. She hated him. She was already that way when he met her, but she put on a face of being nice. And because he had the wrong relationship with the woman, he fell for it. Women are evil until they start to overcome. But men, I want to do what you want. And I've said this before, and I said again, you make a horrible mistake and it's never going to turn out well for you. Except to once every blue moon, you may hear something happen that's good. You make a mistake by staying with a woman because she has children for you. You make a horrible mistake by giving your money to a lawyer to try to get your kids. Because if you're lucky enough to get visitation right, she's going to make it impossible for you to see your children. And the courts are not going to do anything about it. Your lawyer said, oh, let's go back to court. The lawyer's only doing it for the money. He already know, or she, that this woman never going to do right about you and your kids. But this is how the lawyer earned a living. And they'll keep you hanging on a string as long as the money is available. And then they teach the children, the women, how to ask you for money. And besides, you end up giving the children money and you still pay child support and so-called wife support and a court bill for her and you. And she still destroys you because she's wicked, evil. Here's what I recommend. First of all, the reason you're in that relationship is because you're out of order. You did not put the truth first and foremost. You look for a woman. And every time you look for a woman, she will become your god and destroy you and your children. Because even if you go through all that mess and try to protect your children, and you can't, they're going to end up hating you anyway because while you're trying to prevent something from happening, she's already turning your children against you. She's imposed her will upon them, making them angry. When they become angry, they're going to identify with the mama because you become attracted to what you hate. And your kids still not going to love you because they have identified with the mama. They have already been destroyed. You cannot destroy, you can't protect your children from an angry woman that's already in court. You, because you sought the woman first instead of truth, and you did not allow the truth to add a wife unto you, you end up with Satan every time. It doesn't matter what race. It doesn't matter the race. And you end up paying the price for it. And you've been brainwashed and taught wrong. The moment that that woman starts to act that way, the very moment, you should be done with her. And that's when she said, oh, I'm going to take the kids. Okay, you can have them. Bye. Don't cut the calf in half. Don't cut the baby in half. Let her have them. You should only love the truth first, foremost, above all things, along with nothing else or no one else. Otherwise, everything else will destroy you. You have made it your God. you're never supposed to cater to a woman, woos her, whatever they call it, beg her, cry for her, want her, need her, hug her, and all that stuff. You should not even be thinking about a woman in the same way women should not be thinking about men. You should only be thinking about what is right. One thing about truth, you can't fool the truth. Either you put it first or you don't. You can't pretend that you are and yet on the side putting somebody else or something else first. It will become your God and it will destroy you. And women, you are responsible for your own hell. You are responsible to overcome your own hell, your thoughts, your emotions, the spirit of evil. The man is not responsible for that at all. You are responsible for you. And man, you're responsible for yourself and the woman, but not in the way you've been doing it. Not at all. And once you become whole as a man, a male, the male become whole, you're going to see how to deal with the woman perfectly. Really. And you will never cater. Never cater at all. Nor will you be afraid of her. Nor will you come down to her level. Men and women are different. And more than just strength. But the men are on the same level as the woman, and she destroys you. And women, you are pure evil that you would treat anyone that way, and especially the man, children, and the man is evil. There's no love in that. So men, I recommend that you put seeking what's right first, the kingdom of God. And if it's meant for you to get married, it will be added unto you, and it will be secondary, thirdary, fourthary. And if the woman decides to leave, you will have no problem with saying goodbye. You will never cater to her. You will never try to please her. You will never care about two cents about her emotions because you will know that they're evil. And you will be able to be right with her in the right way. And you don't know what the right way is until you seek the kingdom of God and overcome your fallen nature. What women are doing to men today and his children are pure evil. And the weakness of the man brings it out even more so. When I can't get past the idea that you let women beat on you, slap you, yell at you, and fight you, and you do nothing about it. Zero. Because you've been told not to. And because of that, it just brings out the worst. All people hate weak people. And the woman hates you even more so. And the lawyers are taking advantage of you. You should not love your children more than what's right. Let them go. And that love that you think you have for them, that you're willing to stay there and keep this evil woman, because you say you're protecting, that's not love. You're not protecting the children. You're prolonging the pain that the mother is going to bring upon them. Let them go. That emotion that you have and the thought you have about your children is not love. If you can't let it go, you don't love it. Nothing should be that important to you. 888-7753-773. Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. These women are evil, pure evil. Satan is their God. That's why they can't help it. And these women who realize this are starting to overcome, but that's few and far. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, the Hake Report is coming up next. TheHakeReport.com at the top of this hour. After that, Joy of Friday TV. And after that, The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Joy of Friday at 11, right after the Hake Report, Pacific time. And then The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon on Rumble. All right? Men. And women, but especially men. If you miss a woman, or anybody really, if you get lonely, if you feel like you want to spend your life with someone, if you get upset because someone can make you upset or want to leave you or whatever, you are wrong. And that's not love. That's hate. You should be willing to let that go. And work on yourself. You should not be moved. Never cater to a woman's emotions. You're catering to evil. And she's going to turn on you and destroy you with that very evil. Emotions are not of God. Emotions are not good. One quick example of what will happen to you. Just one quick example. Man, you got it wrong. And don't let the devil or your mama or anyone tell you to stay with her, stay with her. I want to be grandmama. You tell mama, go set that down. You ain't had no baby so she can be grandma. You going to go through hell so grandmama can be ego-filling. That's how you make sense. Love is a dispassionate feeling, not a passionate one. Zero. And here's what happened. One small example of when you put the woman first, when you made her your God, and you try to please her, and you cater to her, and you can't wait to hold her, you whatever. This man caught his wife cheating through her phone. He called the other man to confront him in a raw emotional moment. He broke down, crying and pleading with him to stop. Now, this may be an act, but it's true. This is happening in real life. Watch this from X.
Can't believe this shit. Validating me, I'm validating this. Give me 150, I'm calling this. Think they was slick in a car, leave they phone a lot. Yeah, I got your phone now. Somebody tell I got her phone. Yeah, I got your phone. Yeah, and I'm calling this n- and I'm calling him. Nah, I told myself I would never call a n- phone about no girl, but this today is the day. Today is the day. I'm telling you, we are married, bro. Leave her alone, bro. Leave her alone, bro.
You said, well, if you was doing handling your business as a man, as a father,
as a father. Bro, you love her son, bro, because you act like you really ready to die, bro. This is my wife, bro. I'm actually the
Yeah, listen. We've been talking every day for a whole 6-7 months. I feel it's grown. I'm saying I got attached to her, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, you really gonna sit here and tell me just this? Yo, bro, you're really telling me this just like this, bro? This is my wife, bro. This is my wife, bro. Bro, I'm not crying. I just don't know. Bro, this is my wife, bro. I'm not acting tough, bro, because, bro, I see. Bro, I'm asking you a question as man to man, bro. Leave her alone, please, bro. Bro, please leave her alone, please.
Amazing. If it's real, I don't know. If it's not, but it's true. It's happening in every marriage. He made the woman his God. He went down to her level. Because had he not done that, and if it's true that she was cheating on him, he was like, oh, okay, bye, see you later. And if there were children involved, and let's say the court tried to prevent him from taking children, okay, you can have them. Either you're going to put first thing first, or you're going to catch hell. Ain't no way around it. If you feel something for her, you're in hell. That's not love. If you feel love for your wife or for your husband, you're experiencing hatred. That is not love. And it is bad. Hardly a day go by when I don't cuss with some guy who have gone through hell and is going through hell. And he gave her all that she wanted, and she only got worse. You made her your God. Anytime a man marries a woman out of love, he's marrying right into hell. Because you're not marrying out of love, you're marrying out of hate. And all you're going to ever get, even if you stay with her for 50 years, all you're going to ever catch is hell. Because you have lied to yourself that you loved her. You don't love her and she doesn't love you. Marriages, any relationship, was not created for you to work on them. You hear people say, well, you got to work on it. No, you don't. If you're working on it, it means that it was not meant to be. And men, let her have those children. It's a, you only identify with them emotionally. And that's not love. And that is hate. And hate got you telling you, stay with her for the children's sake. She's going to destroy those children and you anyway. You're not going to be able to stop it. So what I recommend is that never look for anything first. Seek the kingdom of God first. That is the only rule that got to work. Nothing else is going to work but that. You could go online. You could go overseas. You could go next door. You could go to church. You can always pick the wrong woman. And she's going to always pick the wrong man. But what you guys are letting these women do to you is weak, pathetic, mama boys, and you should be ashamed of yourself to let anyone treat you that way. You shouldn't put up for the moment she indicate that she want to be violent or take your children, you tell her she got to go. Okay, bye. See you later. And don't give her your house. And if she tried to take your children, rather than going to court, just say, okay, save your money. Stop giving to the lawyers. You're going to lose anyway, even when you think you're winning. And it's all emotional. That's not love. You don't love your children just because you take all that crap from the mother. You're going to end up like Alec Baldwin. You know, Eddie is the actor, right? He's beta to the beta. According to Hindustan time. What's that? A website? Okay. Alice Baldwin's wife lashed out at him for taking over her while they were both in the middle of an interview. Watch this from X.
The Ilaria Show.
No. I think we're going to see, you know? We're going to see how it feels to have it be out there.
It's going to be great. You're a winner.
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
I'm sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking. This is why, yes, we'll have to, like, just cut him out of the show. I think this is a really raw show, and it's very real, and we took a lot of chances.
See there? Wrong woman. I would have dumped that bitch so fast it would have made her head swim. By the time she got home, divorce would be over already. Really? I would have left there, went down to the courthouse, got my divorce paper, and dumped that bitch. That's not a wife. And she hates him for his weakness. But the man put up with it, and all you get is misery. And then you make children with these women, getting more misery. Don't fight for the children. That's dumb. Whoever told you that, they lied to you and they made you weak. Stop fighting for anything. Let go and let the truth fight on your behalf. No more fighting with the devil inside your mind, and no more fighting with others about anything. Never try to prove anything to anyone. Never argue, never fight. And you will have an amazing life. Do what you want. But this is only going to get worse. That is not love. When you say, oh, I love her, you're lying. You don't love her. And she doesn't love you. There's no pain or fighting or effort in love at all. Zero. You do not cater. Love does not cater to another ego. But do what you want. Anyway, because of time, let me go to Miami and talk to... what's that? Gio, a first-time caller out of Miami. Gio, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing today, Jesse Lee?
All is well.
I just wanted to give you a shout-out. Me and my kids been watching you for the past few months, and we love your show. And their favorite words now is beta, what the? They walk around saying it all. They calling me beta.
Like, beta.
Ain't no dang on beta. Yep.
Amazing. What the?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Yep. That's great, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
I appreciate it, girl. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Amazing. Let me go to Australia and talk to Mitt out of Australia. Mitt, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks. I got in the last very end. Hey, I'm a lawbreaker. We got a country built on lawbreakers. We're all convicts and criminals. And then we had to work and build the place. And then we got land. And then now we just live and we get money every week. Yeah, but yeah, definitely a lawbreaker. I just want to say that from Australia.
Amazing.
Love it. Thank Amazing, you. Jesse. I've been watching you for about 6 months and I've caught up a couple of times and I've been too scared to talk. And I've just said, you know, g'day, tell him that Australia loves him. I turn people onto you all the time. People that I meet, I turn them onto you. And you know, I hope they're watching too, mate, you know.
Right on. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
We love you, Jesse.
Thank you.
Cool. So, one other thing. You're gonna come at me with this one, but I love my mom. My mom made sure I had the best of everything. I had, like, you know how they say silver spoon? I had, like, a golden spoon in my mouth, you know? She made sure I had the best shoes, the best pants, the best clothes, you know? I dropped out in year 9, and I've got everything. I've got my own house. I've got an 8-inch TV. You know, I'm living happy. I get money every week, every 7 days.
How old are you?
So, I'm 35.
Right on.
I was born 1990. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Call me again.
Love you, Jesse. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. I don't even know what day it is. I love you, Jesse. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You too, buddy. Thank you so much. Amazing. All the way from Australia. Alec Baldwin has 8 children. Are you telling me that, Joel? Yes, he said. Huh? What did you say? Why are you thinking on that? Let me go to Brian, a first-time caller out of New York. Brian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Brian.
I'm up here in way upstate New York, and I'm a mess.
Amazing. In what way are you a mess?
Actually, I'm on my way to being better because I dedicated my life to God.
Right on.
I've been watching it for months now, probably over a year. But I got married 2 years ago, and probably wasn't the right time. But I don't feel like I'm obligated. I feel it's in a good place because I am seeking God. But what I want to know, because I need to know more about you, is what's the secret prayer?
The silent prayer.
Silent prayer, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what it does, it causes you to let go. It causes you to let go of trying to change your life. It causes you to let go of the false image you have of yourself, those thoughts and the feelings. And it causes you to allow God to completely take over and change everything for you because you can't change anything.
Exactly. And I honestly believe that. I didn't really know. I couldn't figure out there for a while. And then I watched an interview you did with Jim Brewer, and then it all kind of clicked. It all made sense.
Right on.
Is there any words to the silent prayer?
No. Have you tried it yet?
I started 2 years ago putting God first.
Did you?
Because I was in a very dark, dark, dark place with drugs.
Yeah.
And I saw God, and I was an atheist back then, and he answered. People think I'm crazy. They say you're dumb. But God came into my life in a forceful way.
Well, I want you I want to encourage you to go to rebuildingtheman.com slash silent prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Start doing it. And now that you want the truth, it's gonna take over even more so and change you. Because you cannot change your own nature. It will change you.
Okay.
So give
I appreciate you, Jesse.
You're welcome. And give it a good try. Let me know how it goes.
I sure will.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you, buddy. I'm being told that Alec Baldwin has one daughter by a prior wife and 7 kids with Hillary. Her name Hillary?
Hilaria.
What?
Hilaria.
Hilaria, hilarious. His wife, this woman, according to Wikipedia, he should leave her and all those children because she, that kind of personality, she will destroy them if she's not already doing it. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on rumble.com/JCLeePeterson, Pastor Chatelet says, Kenny, need to calm down. Keenan. He just, like his mama, Black Excellence, Beta, he mad.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Peter over on YouTube with a cheerleader gal sticker. Thank you very kindly.
Thank you. Peter, right?
Yes, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
Kyle on Cash App says, amazing.
Amazing. Thanks for your support.
That's Bond JLP, Cash App. Mark says, hit goal for others who are waking up.
Right on. Stay with it.
3 coffees from Cafe Mocha.
Let me just say, guys, just because you feel what seems like love for your children, that's not love. That's hate. And that's what's keeping you with the hateful mother of the children. If you love them, you wouldn't be feeling that way for them. What's up? But anyway, who is that?
Cafe Mocha, 3 coffees. Hey, Jesse and crew, just wanted to share what I've been learning about myself. I've noticed I've been falling for the same thoughts as of recent, involving doubt, worry, fear, judgment of myself, even falling for the thoughts. I have judging myself for falling for the thoughts. I realize I'm going through a cycling thrill like riding a carousel round and round, judging myself when it's not me.
Absolutely. And there is no you to judge you either. No such thing as judging yourself. There's no self to judge. That's a false image. Stop calling that you. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Thank you.
Gregatron says, my mama don't like you.
And she likes loves everyone. My mama don't like you. It is bad the way men are being treated by women. When I was growing up, that would not even be thought of by the woman, that she can do that to a man and his children. But you've been lied to. You've been listening to your mama and other women tell you, oh, if she hits you, don't hit her back. You are bigger than her. If she doesn't want to get hit back, she shouldn't be hitting you. You have a right to defend yourself. Because when you don't stand up for yourself, it just made her worse. It brings out the hell in her. Amazing. She shouldn't be fighting you, and you shouldn't be fighting her. But you have a right to protect yourself. Amazing. Thank you.
D. Carpenter says, Mississauga is a dump. Etobicoke is where it is. Is where it's at.
That's a joke. That sincerely must be a joke.
Oh, it's not a dump.
Etobicoke.
Etobicoke, really?
It's spelled Etobicoke.
No, that is a place. It's Etobicoke. You said it right. I'm saying to say that that's not a dump.
Etobicoke is where it's
at. Saying, whatever.
The person gave a super chat
They're saying Mississauga is a dump compared to Etobicoke. I'm saying that's a lie.
I read it to make that clear. It must be true.
Which is worse, Mississauga or Etobicoke?
Etobicoke is better.
Oh, and is that
kind
right
of
there?
The same, but at least one has a mall, a nice big mall.
Anchor Baby is taking umbrage to this assertion that Etobicoke.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you, D. Carpenter. Nice. Bridget, you got a rise out of the Anchor Baby. Bridget says, five coffees. Jesse, I have three kids, and my mother's been imposing her will and trying to find stuff for her to do with my kids. I don't want them around her too much. She's a liberal, spoils them, anything they want. What to do? Thanks, JLP and crew. You've helped me so much.
Keep your mother away from your children. She would do to them what she's done to you, or even worse. And be honest with her about it. Oh, no, I'm not going to let them around you. I'm not going to let you do to my children what you've done to me. And just don't be angry. Forgive her, but keep your family away from her. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. Good morning, Wednesday.
Good morning. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on the D-Live crew, Games for Rec, Kid Combo, One Wolf, 336, Misty, and the rest of the supporters, as always, as well as FN, Super Trucker, Pastor Chatelet, Slave to Him, Urinal Chills, Jules Verne, and the rest over on the Rumble crew, the subscribers.
Thank you. You got to know how to rumble. Thank you very much.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let me go to Aaron out of Maryland. Aaron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Aaron.
I wanted to answer your biblical question for this week.
Are you a lawbreaker?
I don't think, it doesn't seem like laws can be broken. They're either followed or not followed. So even when you think you're breaking the law is still in place. You're just not following it. So I would say, no, I'm not a lawbreaker.
And you say you're not because you say, what did you say about them, the law?
I said laws can't be broken.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Either followed or they're not followed. Just because you don't follow it doesn't mean it's broken.
Oh, okay. Oh, amazing. I want to respond, Aaron, but I got to hold it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Oh, amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Rick. Hey, Rick.
What's up, Jesse? Everybody in the MR will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge Today, brother.
Oh, amazing. Because of time, Rick, go straight to your question or comment.
Man, I got to go straight to it, man. You know how you be saying, like, don't fight for the children?
Right.
You know, that is the proper thing. If I can say what men should do, you do the right thing, be there for your children, and in time, them kids will see that you're their dad and they will love you.
Right, it's a weakness for men to fight for children. That's weakness. And women know that. That's why they destroy that man and the children, because they hate your weakness and they have no love.
And you know what, Jesse, too, when it comes to like you hear a lot of men say, well, I want visitation. I'm not getting any visitation. I think a lot of men don't mean to do it. They just want to make sure that they can see their kids. Because you got a lot of these witches, man. They're sitting there trying to have what the man can't even see his kids.
But
so a lot of them just trying. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Even
go ahead,
if
Justin.
The woman won't let the man see his children, just say, oh, okay, don't go to court. Just don't do anything about it. Let it go and work on yourself. And God will bring your children back to you in due time.
That's so true, Justin. You're right. And I'm just saying that's the main reason why they tend to propel the fight. And is it an ego thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's might as well say it's an ego thing.
Yeah.
And that's why they propel. I'm not going to let no woman tell me I can't see my children.
I know. All
they
ego.
Keep the fight going.
Yeah.
Oh, and the lawyer's getting more money and more money.
The lawyers take advantage of these weak men just like the women. Thank you, Rick. I got to go. Thank you.
All right. Just see y'all tomorrow, man. Love y'all. Y'all be blessed.
You too, buddy. Thank you. I got to go. The hate report is coming up now. Then enjoy our Friday and then the Anchor Baby on Rumble. Thank you for your super chat and your support. And to the callers from Canada, Alice, and others, I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. And the ladies' meeting tomorrow night. Take care, folks. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. You put your hand up and hut. Because if you don't, then we lose. And then we got to hear the fake news. Whoa. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without. Because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself. Your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.